When the COVID-19 pandemic forced India into a 21-day lockdown, the first cohorts of our support program were just about to graduate. As the economic consequences started to unravel, our immediate concern was to ensure that our women entrepreneurs survived this crisis. The level of insecurity among them was high, understandably. How do I adapt to the new situation? How do I ensure continuity of business? Together with our local implementing partners, we decided to extend our support program by 2 to 3 months. The extension enabled them to focus on survival, sustainability, and risk management. They learned how to reframe their business model, pivot to new markets and customer segments, cut down costs, and acquire new competencies. Lack of digital skills emerged as a major constraint to their transition to alternate distribution channels and online marketplaces. Therefore, a large section of technical training focused on helping them bridge this digital skill gap. It enabled them to access and use digital tools to shift their business online and adapt their marketing strategies accordingly. Besides capacity building, the extension of the first cohort further provided moral support and encouragement among participating women. Sharing personal struggles and developments with peers instilled a sense of solidarity. While we help women entrepreneurs upskill and refocus, we also understood that in the absence of urgent infusion of working capital, many of these businesses wouldn't survive the pandemic. Therefore, we set up additional support measures funded by the Federal Ministry of Economic Cooperation and Development, the BMZ. The COVID support scheme consisted of 3 independent measures. Firstly, we introduced the financial assistance scheme, providing non-reimbursable direct cash relief to 224 eligible women entrepreneurs from our cohorts. In addition to that, we set up an individual roadmap with each woman entrepreneur. It helped define clear targets to be achieved throughout the period of financial support. Most women entrepreneurs used the support scheme to pay salaries, rent, and to cover other running costs. The second component of our COVID support scheme addresses mental health and well-being of women entrepreneurs. Many of them face high levels of anxiety and distress due to existential fears for livelihood and increased household responsibilities which arose during the lockdown. So we set up a toll-free helpline called WeTalk in the northeastern region. Any woman entrepreneur, irrespective of whether she was a part of our support program or not, could call in for the counseling needs as well as technical guidance and business adjustments and availability of governmental support schemes. Most importantly, women entrepreneurs were reassured that they were not alone. And by June 2020, soon after its launch, 140 women sought support through the helpline. The third component of our COVID support scheme specifically addresses women living in regions that are prone to high migration rates. These regions usually rely on remittances from male family members working in the cities. The lockdown has cut jobs and forced most laborers to return to their villages, leaving their entire household without livelihood opportunities. As a response, we collaborated with our implementing partner and set up the initiative Seeding Grandpreneurs. With the initiative, we aim to create economic opportunities for women in rural areas by providing village-level entrepreneurship programs. As a first step, existing local community leaders and NGO workers underwent a training of trainers in order to become so-called seeders. As a second step, these seeders then headed out to train and support rural self-help groups to convert their existing income-generating activities into an entrepreneurial venture. The goal is to create profitable and scalable self-help group ventures, which create employment opportunities for rural women and thereby strengthen their role within society. As of now, Seeders collaborate with 300 women from 150 self-help groups to help extend economic opportunities at village and town levels. Now, summarizing our COVID-19 response measures in a nutshell, we provide support in 3 key areas: capacity building, financial assistance, and counseling. Through this integrated approach, we aim to address the repercussions of the COVID-19 crisis and to rebuild resilience into the women-led enterprises we support.